Welcome to Invoking Your Mastery, Discovering the Secrets of 1111 Within. This special activation is a free gift as a thank you for choosing to share your journey of ascension with me through my newsletter. This activation is in the format of all of my classes, which utilize crystalline soul healing frequencies and light language. Both modalities adjust to each listener's needs in the moment, because your higher self activates the encodements for your best path of healing. Each time you listen, you receive a new level of healing. This stimulates the release of mental, emotional, and physical blockages, and activates new information within you through your higher self. 1111 is a clarion call to awaken your innate mastery. As humanity ascends into fourth density, you, a forerunner, are answering the call and creating profound internal changes to elevate the human experience into a divine human experience. Together, we will discover why the 1111 is a powerful catalyst that awakens your special gifts and unique light. I like to start these by setting sacred space so that you're connecting with your higher self. So I'd like for you to take a nice, deep, and relaxing breath. And I want you to begin by imagining a ball of light in your heart. This ball of light can be any color. It can be a range of colors. It can change colors. Whatever you visualize is perfect. And now visualize this ball of light going down your spine, down into the earth, as deep into the earth as you'd like it to go, just a few feet or deep into the core. Noticing any sensations in your body as you ground and connect with beautiful Gaia. Now imagine just a little of that ball of light staying there, and see the rest of it coming back up the earth, up your spine, all the way to the top of your head. As it reaches the top of your head, your crown chakra opens even more, and you see this light flowing in and filling your body. This is the light of your higher self, your source beingness. Again, any color, a rainbow of colors or changing colors is fine. Your visualization is perfect. Noticing any sensations in your physical experience. And as you align with this light of your higher self, you repeat this intention either out loud or silently after me. I now release all that is blocking my highest good. I activate and understand all that I need to move forward on my path with grace and ease. That sets that intent that you, the human self, is making conscious choice, and your higher self is making choice that envelops your human self for your best path forward. Release and activation are something that are always happening simultaneously. So whether you approach your healing from what you are activating or whether you approach it from what you are releasing, those two always interact and occur simultaneously. When you release something, you are naturally making space or changing your vibration to facilitate something new. When you activate something, you are changing your vibration in a way that which is no longer resonant with it must release. So you may notice in these times of change, where we are going through a lot of rapid upgrades in our physicality, our emotions and our thoughts, or what Arion, the Lyran Council of Time, calls our subtle bridge, how we communicate with the subtle realms, and our spiritual enhancement, these are all changing. Because what we are experiencing is an activation that increases our frequency in a way that expands us beyond the current physical density bandwidth. And we are releasing that which has bound us into that current level of densification. There's nothing wrong with this. This is a normal process of evolution. And the 1111 is one aspect of information that we can observe that helps remind us what's available to us. The 11 is a master number. It is the first number repeating the 1 and the 1, and it has a lot of information within it. Mastery is what we are embarking upon now. Mastery is a personal experience that, as a fractal of the human whole, as you change your personal experience, you interconnect and you change the entire experience. This mastery that we are embarking upon now is a personal experience that the energy of 11 has many layers of information to show us. It begins with the one, the singular unit. This is what is so important about the physical expression that we are experiencing. You are a unique individual. There is no other like you in all of time and space. Because this unique configuration that you are experiencing in the physical realm is not matched or paralleled anywhere in the universe throughout all of time and space. There are connections, but the uniqueness of this particular time and space that you are is unparalleled. Therefore, your uniqueness provides valuable information to the whole of life. And this is where the 11 begins. It begins with honoring your unique vibration, your unique signature, your unique perception that feeds information into the whole. Your unique resonance creates an interaction that ripples out from you, connects, and creates because of you. You, the one, the unique individual that you are an important part of the evolution of humanity. As you embark on your own personal journey of evolution, you are creating a mastery within the self that is like a cell of the whole that shifts the interaction and the experience of the whole. So the 11 begins with honoring the self, the unique identity that you are in this physical realm. And we begin here by honoring the self, appreciating the self, loving the self as a unit of life that is so cherished that throughout all of time and space, there is no other that is exactly like you. You are that special. You are that perfect. You are life in human form, and you are a unique form of human, unparalleled in all of time and space. Taking a deep breath.
Zan erume kurat aili histur masun enia chut aru. Kandura sayam ashtun at urkail arut eniam. Kam dada sayas daru hel no kurut ona. Sanish daru es suk mai het onostom asur maik taruel. Gansaratani ima kam. Hen shura satiru aktiru hat ama al. Jan sura nektura ayashtura satilerim anian. Zanur enimak ureshtail, sat irukat iru hashtiama. Zanu at el ushtari masuk taru hat enem, zanish taru masuk ukua rit ulal. Janea sut en emekura rit un. Zan hirune kurat il. Kan sheruset in jarusa kuam, bandum at inusua. Shen sura ne kurat il harumak uam. Man durandet inim. Et shura sakurat el hishtura nasiarua, sen eshtura nan uramaikua, kat sura shtaima sura el hit unut unum, katshera sota niakua, lam uquarat alum natu kawa ham. Gat su shtaru asiel, sen eshtura makura sayat uma, ban eshtura nasuk taim daruhel net urukua, tsadat ineashtun suruma. Zen ish duranesuk hot diasuk oan. sana et uquamat ileret enin. Ken sheru satiru atilil isuruk neru hut umawa et im. Jadea sukteru hat ilelu usur nain. Zaneash dara sequarat enamakua, kamad rashtaru usukuam. Ten usur nakirut ni ia tal umawa. Han sheru sakeru tanihim. Kanu santu shtayaru mak im. Barut riatali ia cum. Zam chantu sareteak taru hasela aroshtayan, sanenea surmat ukuam. Kod serishtayalaru kariamat in. Zaneash durnat ukumat irel. Zaneshtar nasayet ursut ni hikyama ua. Zaneshtari nasut niam. Taru kelehet unusukua. Janeas urnukurat ni im. Kaishtaru sel hirumakiam. Paru parashtayat usaritiene. Tsendesh durnasuk tayamat ul. Sana tirumakam. Tam suramek turmayat Chen suranek tu saru helishtari hania. Tsendishtur saik tarul. Tam darumak terus shair aler urnai. Hom shansurateru tatil erumayek am. Kam daru shtayat usaret il na. Han sarutani hem. Sa tutay makuam. Tamiat unem ham. Hem shayat utal. Taking another deep breath. The energy of the self is activated deeply within the lower chakras. That you honor the self and love the self creates a deep connection with the physical experience of life on earth. It allows you to take in the energies from the earth. It allows you to receive the blessings of the physical dimension that you reside within. It allows you to transform that which has come before you into something that is unique within you. We now move to the next layer of what the 11 represents, this first master number, which in its totality represents mastery. The second one is the self reflected. It is seeing the self in all of life. It is recognizing that which seems opposite is a completion. It is honoring the reflection that seems as if it is illusion. But that is because the reflection is not bound by the same rules of the physical. The reflection is where the perception and the connection become important. This is the next layer of mastery, where the self, honored and loved, recognized as sacred, sees that same reflection in all of life. Here you begin to blend the rules of the physical realm and the rules of the subtle realm. Here you begin to blend the physicality and its reflection. You begin to blend the separation and the connection. You begin to blend the self with all life, understanding the deep connection that is only visible when you look beyond the physical form. It is invisible to the physical realm because it resides outside of the bandwidth of the physical perceptions. But this necessary step of balancing for the mastery is the honoring the reflection that all of life presents to you, that you find that strength to allow the full information of the earth experience to be perceived and to be met with your unique vibration, where your perception then shifts what is possible, what is reflected into the physical realm. Here you begin to honor your mastery to work with the subtle realms or expand beyond the physical density into conscious application of this non-physical reflection that is just outside of your reach.
It is this next layer of your mastery to honor the reflection that life reflects to you, to allow it to commingle and co-create with your unique vibration. Your perception either limits or expands. And if you find it in a moment of limitation, that first layer of mastery, the love of self, is what expands that limitation into its next level of connection. These two, they are not so separate. They are ones. The self and all life, the physical and the non-physical. The connection occurs within you. And as you allow your perceptions to expand beyond previous limitations, you are honoring the reflection of life, that the beauty of the individual is within all individuals, and that the connection of the individuals occurs within the individual. As your perception breathes in and out, expanding and contracting, allowing and resisting flow, and allowing again, you are honoring this next layer of your mastery as the self observes the reflection of life and allows that continual breath to flow in and out of the self, consciously perceiving the connection, consciously choosing the reflection, mastering the physical density that seems to limit, but for those with eyes to see, there is a connection available within the eye of the mind. Taking another deep breath.
San hestura nasuk tayam daru heliminat yoku. Zen hestura masuk mahit urail in. Gen shura set in i hukumat irasail erstum. Zen hestura sakirua tel het num. Zen hestu sa kurayet urail et yena. En sustari him kayamat unen. Jet sut nayokua. Zen ishton doromahe kua et oson. Ken shura saktiele het nosuk maer uneshtum. Han yaru ketet iniam dairut aliel. Zen ishtan duramasai kam useru tatiel. Yes shun santuras dairuts ariarut el uktaim. I am sanshur maha kua. Zaim jan sura tira nehekia. An sura nehik tiaru ashtal oram. Zanu shtairut ukua. Hat shud sairu mashtal uranayam. Dan sura nektura shtairut akawa am. Kat sura hishtuna sut mem. Gon an shud sat iruma iam. Kam da herut at il eneshtem sun. Sendura nek tam chura sayat ul nem charu satet inim. Tarukat urayal el him. Tsunestan. Konsan sheruma. Kom shan surayet uretel neet sutsunna. Jaros akteruma. Ketschutz et iapnut in him. Ketschetsur anohakmat il. Sadjest unetjad unam. Kenduret in shau saktarumat el. Kansa urat anam chayoa. Chatsut ne karu hat erel im. Tanderumakiruma nan. What's ya? cum quat siamati intua, huem seciot su qua intute amac ad nil, zendura ne hic anum satiarum, cendurat nim su qua. Sei starus at jelel. Tam dura nea cam duraiat unan. Gensu standu saiec tul herumacia rumat in. Daniat usaratain annum. Tam dara caiat el neat surathut un. Aciaua. Cut saiedat una. Cut saied unum. Cian sura cuarit sreil in gerasia chieruma. Handeru Taruma kiarat lel, zenjera seant diakur mashtaid eeleli im, henduradit ekua zan taima quam. Suam, kunderu asaeru stal. Zamdara stare sekniru hat im, gensura neg taru eruma sail eliam santura mahib an. Kenshura saeru sat hiktail erua. Charu ek ora mayhem and Senea stan dura mayhem an surama hak ukwa. Sayatu sanuma quam, chen suratet unam. Kam dura tayet ul estorona sukwa. Kam santura maim, kan sharatain hat, den surno quam darum hatielel iam, zendet nim quam. Chandura sayed ura kael, kan shant suranat kam ura neek tera hasail ua, kan ham duramat. Dani arush taru sat il, kan darat un. Sun saem shansu qua, huem su satiru stael. Zendiru hetni equam chatsiru hati lil in. Zenjada satinia curatet ua nam suruma ua. Keru san sheru satielarat ne am. Manderu kat in dorsal no koratet im. Handeru sat in stail eat sutsunu hukua. Handura ma dam. Sua samuka. Taking another deep breath, what you begin to see in the reflection is the two in the one. What you begin to see in the reflection is the balancing of duality. It is where that which seems separate, and indeed in the physical realm is experienced as such, what seems separate is actually connected. It is where you begin to blend the connection of what separates you, your macro separation, the masculine and the feminine, the inner, the outer, the directing, the allowing. Where you begin to blend these, connect these, and see that too within all ones. You begin to complete the circuit of mastery. You begin the functionality that creates reality. You begin to see that the reflection, though it seems separate, is connected, and the one and the one, the two, are actually one. This creates this next level of mastery and information that is layered within the 11. For in the physical realm, that singularity, that one, the self, and that two, the reflection, that two always creates movement. It is a functionality of this physical realm. And that movement then creates this next layer
of information that resides within the 11. For from the two that become one, there is the three. The three, the container of the mastery. As the one and the one, the two become one. New creation is formed. The three. The 11 offers the information of the gateway or the portal that is created between the self and life, between the self and the reflection, between the one and the two, between the connection. This resides in your own physical body as you see the self actualized within the lower chakras. And the reflection perceived in the higher chakras. It is within the heart of the self that those two meet, that they connect. For this reflects that perfect imagery of love connecting. This imagery of love connecting is the blending of the perception and the self. It is the blending of the ideal and the real. It is the blending of the subtle and the physical. It is the blending of heaven and earth. It is blending these two into one that creates the new within your heart, within your love. There is infinite potential to connect. There is infinite potential to perceive. There is infinite potential to conceive or create the new. It is where these two become one and create the three. The three is the gateway. It is the portal that through which new life is born. This portal is within you. The individual, it is unique to you, for it is your perception, it is your reception that creates the reflection of the one and the one. As they connect, they create the third one. It is the space between, it is the space within, it is the doorway to new life. This doorway resides within you. Breathe in deeply of life. Receive life into the self and exhale or birth the self into life. Shushayam tsaru karuat il. Tsen deashtur masuktayanat urayatulal im. Tsen shurnasuktayam daru het ileli im. Gayat shatsuranayam karu. Kon santurashtayam asuktail harut eniam zanduratayam chat usail en suranayim karut etila am harushtal usaktura mayak ukuam kaim santurayashtul eru saik torut un zanishto da sairut ukual im dan suranayit unuma kuam sen shuraset urayak lelia surushot urodot iniam Kam dairusat un chayatukual. Kash darusak torahat Zen duranek tarumashtayam karumak ilel im. Katsua saim sharusat yelele ap. Kandarat im sharusak tiruhut unum. Man sarushtaida seklele at enen surukua. Kayam shansuramakum. Batsura nayat un shada sekleli ian. Zen deshtur nasuk huam daruma ta. Zen shorusat ul hektiaruma. Gen ishtur set un. Kendurama kayamat unan. Anusa ashtadu sakuratayat use clearly am. Gen surakut inem shurusayat ulet unun. Zayend or ma kuaramak or mahid erushtail esuk nerut ni im.
Kam hod atayaro ka warat an shayats, zen shur sakuratete et unumok warat ale em, jaru saktearumah klele eashtur sut nin, ke rukarat orashtail achsurumah kierumah tien. Zanchan turasahim karumat ul. Ket nun sent yerumah. Him shen suratut nim. Hier kad ushtaru el sulal. Kandum antiarumak oa. Sandarat em shurasahit atum. Kem otanim shaya masuratel ia. Zayet u kuarat anam. Heshun santurayat al inoshtarum akiyama. Zen shun tatia sut enem kam. En sutni em, en shutsatiaruka, kan suratem ocherusa kielele am, kan durat nim surumayem, tan surata. Het sukua hien shetsira nahakayam, kam suratat unehashum da warat am, at sutsanuka. Het sunamashtayam atsurael, kan duratek urmayam, Man surnut un, chen surnakurat el hurutut im. Ten duramayam. Kamustan suratat ulek terhet niet surutul. Ham karumak yerumat nim. Taking another deep breath. The 11, the mastery, the beginning of where the unique self begins to identify with the whole of life. That within the reflection is seen the connection, though invisible to the physical eyes. That within the reflection is felt the connection. That connection, the love that binds all life and continues the flow of creation. Unconditional in the non-physical realm, unconditional in its non-physical nature, unconditional in its purest form of love. And yet, as the density of the physical realm pulls that connection toward it, it creates a step or a break or a layer in the connection, that which you see in the physical form, that connects two opposites. For that mastery to be fully embodied within the one, that strength, that empowerment to connect with the reflection maintains that full flow of information, that whether it is in a time of expansion or whether it is in a time of contraction, the greater cycle of connection is still known within. That is the core of mastery, that which is invisible, that which connects the self to all life, that which honors all cycles of life, that which maintains the connection, even though it may not be visible, it may not be palpable in the physical realm. It is where the one connects with the oneness of life. And through that reflection, the two become one. And through that connection, the two into one become three. Here you see the beginnings of that Fibonacci sequence that shows you the creation in the physical. It shows you the harmony in the musical. It shows you the purity of love in all its forms creates life.
It is for the one that is mastering life, recognizing the connection with all of life, and allowing that space between its strength of flow to create new form, that catalyst, that portal, that gateway. It is within you. You, blessed being, that unique, special unit of life, unique in your identity, connected in your totality, creating new life through you. You are that cherished by life, for it is life itself that flows through you, that is you. As you consciously connect, you are allowing the expansion of your physical bandwidth in a way that connects you with the greater experience of life. As you honor this physical realm, you receive the blessing, the beauty, the perfection that resides within all life. You bring that infinite love that you are into physical form. It is you, the unique you, that is the blessing to life. And as you allow that to reside fully within you, it expands the self into the awareness that that beauty, that potential resides in all life. This creates the connection, the catalyst that transforms life. You are that gateway through which life is birthed anew. Thank you for participating in this class. Your effort to improve yourself improves the world with deep, lasting change, one person at a time. For more classes, light language healing, and additional information, please visit jamieprice.com.